Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello?
Yes.
Just her phone, I guess, right now. We can't tell. You have to check.
Angela with you?
Angela, huh? She just stepped away for a minute.
Okay. Mama, who number is in 1429? Auntie Janet?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hubert.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is that Sister Shirley?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so far we have Mom, Angela, Auntie Janet, Hubert, Auntie Betty, and Sister Shirley, and myself. And I will pick up reading in Numbers 16. This is where the Israelite was rebelling against Moses and Aaron. Then Moses spoke again to Korin, "Does it seem a small thing to you that the God of Israel has chosen you from among all the people of Israel to be near to himself as you work in the tabernacle of Jehovah and to stand before the people to minister to them? Is it nothing to you that he has given this test only to the Levites, and now you are demanding the priesthood also? That is what you're really after. That is why you are revolting against Jehovah. And what has Aaron done that you are dissatisfied with him?" Then Moses summoned Dathan and Abram, but they refused to come. "It is a small thing," they mimic, "that you brought us out of the lovely Egypt to kill us here in the terrible wilderness. And now," excuse me, "that now you want to make yourself our king. What more, you haven't brought us into the wonderful country you promised, nor given us the field and the vineyard. Whom are you trying to fool? We refuse to come." Then Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not accept their sacrifices. I have never stolen so much as a donkey from them and have not hurt one of them." And Moses said to Korin, "Come here tomorrow before the Lord and with all your friends. Aaron will be here too. Be sure to bring your censers with incense on them, a censer for each man, 250 in all, and Aaron will be here as well." That was the reading out of Numbers 16, 8 through 17. Amen?
Amen.
Sure.
Okay, I don't believe we had any new callers, but I'll do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Mom, Angela, Auntie Janet, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Praise God, praise God. Welcome back, everyone.
Amen.
I pray that you all had a happy Father's Day and that the fathers are allowing God to lead and guide them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Andrew.
Oh God, it's true. Do I need to mute that?
You got a little echo going on. Do I need to mute somebody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty. Oh God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for blessing the prayer line, Angela. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started right into our program. And I will start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Romans chapter 12, at verse 1. And I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and accepted and the perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think sober according to God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members has not the same office, so we be many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gift difference according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophets, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. O minister, let us wait on the ministry, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exalt on exaltation. He that giveth, let him do it simplicity. He that rules with gentleness. He that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Harbor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one and another. Not slothful in business, prayerful in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. Continue instant in prayer. Distribute to the necessity of saints, given a hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same one mind towards another. Mind not highly things, but consist to men the low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil, providing thing honor in the sight of all men. If it be possible, so much as lies in you, live peaceful with all men. Dearly beloved, average not yourself,
but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will pay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy is hungry, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. In so doing, thou shalt heap coal of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Romans, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from Philippians, the second chapter, starting at verse 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like man, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, but that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Shirley, out of Philippians. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, that anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Let's see. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Matthew 17, starting at the 25th verse through the 20th. To the 26th verse. Yes, he does, he replies. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. What do you think, Simon? He asked. From whom do the king of the earth collect duty and tax? From their own sons or from others? From others, Peter answered. Then the sons are exempt. Jesus said to him, but so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a full doctrine coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Next, I go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from Psalm 86. Part of it began with verse 10. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me the way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud arisen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give that strength unto thy servant and save the son of thine handmaiden. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Ecclesiastes 9:1. Only through God's wisdom are we able to comprehend and endure the problems that are inedible, but still surprise us with frustration and pain. Only through God's wisdom are we able to see beyond life's problems and know the hope to which he has called us, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. In prayer we say, O God, in Jesus' name we thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and loving kindness as we learn how to trust you in all things and to wait for your instructions. We pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependence on you as we seek to do greater work in your vineyard. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Ecclesiastes. Next we have Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Jeremiah 9:1-6. Excuse me. Oh, that my head was spring of waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears. I weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Beware of your friends. Do not trust your brothers, for every brother is a deceiver, and every friend a slanderer. Friends deceive friends, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to lie. They river themselves with sinning. They live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Jeremiah. Okay, we have reached part of our program where we recognize how sick and shut in, so if everyone would bow their heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay your healing hands upon
Auntie Waleen and the Latham family, the Allen family, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Terry, Sister Shirley's family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, the Franklin family, the Verner family, Lenny and family, Charlie and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Ross family, the Hurst family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, Ruth Elton, White, Twan and family, the Williams family, Cody family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Desert Kendrick, Aretha Verner, the Johnson family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Vanessa and family, Miss Brown and family, Mary Ann and family, the Peters family, Drell and family, McClure family, Malachi, DeMarcus, Brian, Eric, and Tony, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. Thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the spirit of healing. May our sick and shut-in continue to get better and better every day. And we thank you right now, Lord, for healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, now we need to recognize birthdays for the week of June 24th through the 30th. Do you have any on your list?
No.
Okay, well, we know it's someone's birthday. So, Sister Shirley, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song?
Right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Okay. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses. I will go ahead and start with Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share a poem from God's little devotional Bible. The title is Love and Labor. Now, this poem confirms the principle that man who is born the luckiest is the man who does not believe in luck, but work. The laggard excuse. He worked by day and toiled by night. He gave up play and some delight. Dry books he read, new things he learned, and forged ahead, success to earn. Plodded on with faith and thought. And when he won, men called it luck. Luck, hard work, and labor. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Auntie Janet. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Luke 6, starting at the 46th verse, and it says the servant is the wise and the foolish builder. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? I will show you what he is like who come to me and hear my words and put them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torment struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my word and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment of terror struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was completed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would just like to give a praise report. Last Monday, I received the epidural in my back, and Tuesday, the steroid itself made me sick. But by Wednesday, it was working, and my legs were feeling great, and I'm just praising the Lord because I thought they would never feel as good again. But praise the Lord. God is able. Prayer works. Yes, it does.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that praise report with us, Sister Shirley. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report?
All right. I'm going to read the surrender prayer.
I'm sorry.
You can hear me? The remnant of prayer. God grant me the surrender to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I will go next, and I am sharing a Father's Day poem. And it goes on to say, the Lord is our Father. No one is considered an orphan in this world. Every person has the love, the care, and the blessing of the Lord, whom I describe as Father. It is our Father, Jesus. He takes care of us, He guides us, and He shows us the right path to reach Him. Believe in Him. Kneel down before the God, and He will stand up to you. And when He stands up for you, no one can stand against you. So let Jesus be the pillar of your life. We call Him Father, as He is the light that we see at the end of a long tunnel. He is our God. He will never fail His devotees. His eternal covenant He will never break. His word shall never pass away, for He is our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I go to Angela. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, but can you move that line for me, please?
I'm sorry?
Thank you so much. It just muted that line, the background noise. Did you mute that line?
Okay.
Did you mute that line, Loretta? Okay, thank you. I'm coming out of Luke 24:32, expect the unexpected. Sometimes it is like that for us too. When we are not expecting God to perform a miracle in the midst of our family crisis, when we are not looking for Him to do the unexpected in our church and community, when we are absorbed in our problems, we sometimes do not see that He is with us. When we are lost in our need, we may not recognize that He is with us to comfort, guide, and teach us. But when we take time to talk with God about our needs, issues, and problems, we can expect the unexpected as a result of our communion with Him. Luke 11:10 encourages us, for everyone who asks, receive. Five students in Little Rock, Arkansas asked for equal education and separate but equal was thrown out as an educational paradigm. A woman in Montgomery, Alabama stayed seated on a bus, and the result was the racial integration of American transportation system. We need to raise our expectations about how God will work in our lives, remembering that after the confusion and disappointment of the crucifixion came the glory and the power of the resurrection. We need to recognize that moment when our heart burned within us, that the Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Counselor, is walking with us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Luke. Next I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to share a poem coming out of the Workers. It said, "Born to serve the Lord. From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. And God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And that's why I love him so. I was made in his likeness, created in his image. I was born to serve the Lord. And I will not deny him. I will always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. My hand was made to help my neighbor. My eyes are made to read God's word. My feet are made to walk in his footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord, for I was born to serve the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Next I go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of the Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by springs of water, which yielded fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see here. I would like to welcome back Auntie Janet. We miss you and we love you.
And also, Mr. Shelley.
Amen. 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 Anything anyone else would like to say before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, if everyone would bow their heads, please.
All righty. As we close today, Lord, we want to give you honor. We thank you, God, for the time we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today, and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory, Lord. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Angela. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, and bless America and other nations, our prayer line. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Those are your words, Lord. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Love
I love you.
Good
night. But that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Always there, for we upon his name may call any time and any place. From the Nellis family, good night. Have a pleasant week.